Yeah.
And hot dog.
Yeah, and hot dog. I'm going to go right into it.
Do it. Tell us. What is it? Does it taste like a real hot dog?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a real hot dog.
No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to save that for the end.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go again.
That is a hot dog. There's no denying that it is a hot dog.
Is it like good quality hot dog or just...
It's a hot dog hot dog.
Ah.
It's like the ones you buy in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's not like the ones you'd buy at a vendor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like a street car?
Yeah, no, it's...
Do you think it would be better if they put like the quality hot dog, like a bratwurst or something in here?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you know how much the price would be driven up then?
Actually, I wouldn't mind paying for a good bratwurst.
I mean, you just get a bratwurst.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be in a pizza.
On your own.
Oh, man.
It's just a fucking hot dog.
That's kind of depressing.
Yeah, so the ones you just put in the pot and boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when, I think it was in high school, when they said, hey, guys, we're going to have like a big barbecue outside, and then they just boiled hot dogs.
Yeah.
And did?
Yeah. I didn't have any, but that's what people said.
No, they did. I got that one. Yeah, they had ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, they didn't have an actual barbecue. They just kind of gave us, you know, regular maple leaf hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
This was for, like, a special event, or?
It was for that, you know, the Tap Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was for that. You got a ticket, and you present it, and you get a fucking hot dog.
Yep.
I wonder if you were there. You weren't there for that?
I never went to Tap Olympics.
Really?
Yeah, but it was mandatory.
Was it?
Well, I mean, it was like going to class.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of people were sick that day.
Well, why did I go?
Why did you go?
Because you're a good student.
Not really.
Yeah, you were.
That's weird.
All right. Welcome to Kind of Nothing Podcast number...
76?
75 or 6.
Wow. One of them. I forgot to make top loose. My laptop's all the way over there.
Oh.
But it's not like...
Sorry.
Nothing came out.
All right, don't say that yet.
Leave
the suspense. It's like, what are they going to talk about? I wonder.
So you're telling me people are mad that I'm spoiling the podcast for them?
Yeah. Who would be mad?
Me.
Okay.
Sorry, me.
Is there a counter to see how many people download their podcast?
I think there was.
There's a thing to view the page of the podcast.
Oh,
but I remember when we first started, there was something where we could check like how many people subscribed to it. I don't know if they still have that anymore. I don't know. Mm. I think we had like 7 subscribers.
All right.
Not bad. That's like all your 4 members, right?
Wait. I just got like 2 hot dogs in one in here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They just kind of... I mean, they just put hot dogs and they just cut... They don't really... Yeah,
because I just found an end in the middle.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, look.
Wow.
Yeah, very interesting. This would be better if they just put cheese around it.
Mm.
You know?
You mean like a cheese stuffed crust hot dog pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that. That's not bad.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get some like ketchup to dip in your hot dog. You know, give some ketchup mushroom to dip in there.
So if you don't know, we're eating stuffed crust pizza with hot dog.
Well, this was in the U.S. crust. For a while, right?
That's what you told me.
Right?
Was it you who told me that?
Yeah.
In Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know they had this in the U.S. for a while, but...
And I saw this on commercial one day.
This seems like something that would definitely come from the U.S. first. I don't think a Canadian person would think of this.
That's true.
They should put poutine in the stuff.
That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
That would be pretty cool, though.
Like cheese, the
crust
gravy.
Would already be, like, soggy.
Yeah.
Unless they put, like, a little amount.
What if they made, like, poutine on top of the pizza?
Just a poutine pizza? Yeah. Well, we can put it... Yeah, let's do that right now.
Yeah.
Would you go for a poutine pizza?
Yeah. I think there's already a restaurant in Toronto that does that.
Really?
But it's like a high-end restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like poutine and then it's like duck pizza. Yeah.
Wow.
I had a pulled pork pizza at Boston Pizza.
How was that?
That was pretty good. But then they put all this barbecue sauce on top.
Yeah.
And then they came up to us. I didn't know what the pizza looked like. So the girl brings it up, and she just holds it there, and she's like, barbecue sauce. What? Is that a barbecue sauce pizza? She goes, barbecue sauce. I'm like, no, that's not mine. I ordered a pulled pork. So she takes it away.
Well,
and a minute later, she comes back, like, this is, like, who ordered the pulled pork? I'm like, yeah, that was mine.
Right.
What are you talking about? That was mine.
Right.
I didn't know there was barbecue sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
But she just said barbecue sauce?
She was like barbecue, did you, barbecue sauce. She just kept saying barbecue sauce.
Oh.
So I was like, yeah, I didn't know that was the pulled pork. I just heard you say barbecue sauce. And she says, oh, did you not want barbecue sauce on it? Like, no, that's fine. It's fine. I didn't know. I thought it was a barbecue sauce pizza.
I don't think I would eat just a barbecue sauce pizza.
Wouldn't that just be sauce and then...
And cheese.
And maybe tomatoes in there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm.
Okay, I gotta take
that's both of yours.
Yeah. That's the rule. We got Jude here.
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
When was the last time you were here, Jude?
You guys should know. I don't know.
Probably the pig.
The pig? Pig cast?
Pig, yeah, probably, yeah. That's what I'm right. How long was that?
We should get another pig.
It was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Awesome.
Welcome back, Jude.
Oh, no problem. Like to be here.
I guess we'll start off with you. What's up with you, Jude?
Like in general?
Yeah. Anything.
No, I managed to pick up Halo, Assassin's Creed, and like Black Ops in the span of like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I got a lot of money.
It is.
But I spent even more money.
I know, right?
Did you go to midnight lunch for Halo or Black Ops?
No, I think I kind of passed the midnight launches on like video games.
Well,
I mean, you only went to like, what, two? Halo and Gears? Did you even go for Gears?
I did. Number three, I did.
Do you pre-order your games?
Not anymore.
Because I don't see any... Unless you don't pre-order, I don't really see a reason to...
You're just so excited to get it right away.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, I'd rather just go to sleep and get in the morning or something.
Yeah, that's become my, like...
Especially for Black Ops, like, at my store, they had, like...
Pizza went by really fast.
Yeah. They had, like, 1,000 copies of that game.
Oh, yeah.
And then people were frantically, I gotta pre-order this, I gotta get in line.
Yeah, but the incentive to pre-order Black Ops is that you get...
an extra map.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, I didn't even pre-order, and I walked in, like, I think
the
Sunday, and, like, I opened the game case, and there's already a...
Yeah, because it's in the case. It's packaged with it.
See, they own, like, in the commercials, like, pre-order Black Ops and get Nuketown for free. It's like, it's a pre-order bonus, but it's not. Like,
I'll just buy the game normally.
Exactly, right?
Well, no, was this at Best Buy?
Anywhere.
Oh, really?
So that EB.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, people
that, maybe that's just a... Well, I mean, technically it's true. Pre-ordered and you do get the new game.
No.
But, I mean, it sounds like it's a pre-order.
Yeah. It should be like, buy the game, get a free map pack. Or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Or just say it's part of the game.
I know. I don't understand.
But, yeah, I was working the day... Of the
Black Ops,
the Black Ops midnight release. I didn't work. I was supposed to work the midnight release. Or no, wait, this was Halo. Yeah, I was working the day Halo came out, and it was like 3:30 in the day.
Right.
And some guy comes in the store buying something. He's like, "I'm in the lineup outside. Currently, I'm fourth in line. Am I guaranteed a game?"
Oh my god! Like,
really?
I don't think we have three games.
How old was this person?
I don't know. He looked like maybe almost 20 or something like that.
Was he like really nerdy?
No, he's kind
of
cool
like
guy.
A bro.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did he look like while he was waiting line he would do push-ups?
No.
When you say big guy, you mean fat?
Yeah.
Okay, then he's probably
like he looked like he would, bring a beanbag chair.
Would he order Pizza Hut pizza and wait in line?
He might. Yeah, he might.
No, he'd walk across the street to McDonald's, get like a Big Mac, a large fry, and a shake, and come and sit down for a while.
And then come back and say, I was sitting there, I was frozen in line.
No, he's like, sorry, bro, I just want to get some food.
I put a beanbag next to
like,
my
no disrespect to you guys, I was here at like 4 in the morning.
Maybe he was originally third, and that happened to him.
Maybe.
So he comes in the store, he's like, look.
Oh, that
I'm
would
fourth.
Make sense, that
I'm
would make
freaking
sense.
Freaking out now. Am I going to get a game?
Well, that's the risk you take if you want McDonald's or not, I know if I were lining up and I was feeling McDonald's, I'd call Phil and be like, Phil, can you get me McDonald's and come to Toronto and just give me the McDonald's? I'm in line. Fourth in line. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm going to get a game if I leave now.
Four out of four. I'm really scared.
There's still 8 hours to go before it's out.
The line could just all of a sudden just, get really big.
Yep.
Did you see who was first in that?
No.
Okay.
What time? So the lineup started at 3:30?
No, he probably was fourth earlier. In line. He was fourth in line, so that means...
Probably line started earlier.
And it was a midnight release, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Shit. Wow, crazy people.
And this was starting when it was starting
but
to get
But you guys
cold
had enough copies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you... What?
Well, remember when you got... Did you... Oh, wait, no, you pre-ordered Gears of War, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because he wanted the special edition.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Funny thing is, we don't take pre-orders for those anymore.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Because they don't know how many they're going to get.
Oh.
Or sometimes they're like, oh, we're only guaranteed 10,
mm-hmm.
and we can't sort of, you know, people are going to line up for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's bullshit. If you pre-order, then that's you being smarter than the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exact same thing that happened with the Wii U's. They're like, oh, they started taking pre-orders, and they're like, well, other people need a chance to get it, too, so we're going to stop
now. Too bad.
That's why we only had 15 to sell, because a whole bunch of them went to pre-order.
Sorry, did you say 15 in the cell?
To sell.
Oh, okay. I thought that would be like cell. Best Buy language.
15 like in the cell.
The back is called the cell.
No, it's just called the warehouse.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
You guys should start calling it the cell.
Mm-hmm.
The cell?
Yeah.
Like the movie?
The Jennifer Love movie.
The Jennifer Love movie.
Jennifer Love Lopez.
Yeah.
Favorite actress of all time.
Jennifer Loves Lopez.
That's a new porn. I'd watch it.
So
is that it? Yeah, that's about it, really. Yeah. I just spent a lot of money.
You grew your hair.
Wait, you grew
your hair?
I cut my hair.
Oh, you cut your
hair. But I mean, since the last time we was on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Jude had, like, long hair.
Like
long,
Fabio
how long
hair.
Did it get?
Long. I can't give you estimates.
Shoulder length?
Yeah. At least.
Why'd you cut it?
I had to.
I figured you had to.
My boss,
at work?
Yeah. My boss is an idiot. She's like, if you don't cut your hair, I'm not going to give you hours.
Do you wear a hairnet?
Yeah.
Do you wear a hairnet whether or not your hair is short or long?
If it's really short, they don't make you wear a hairnet.
I think they should.
Why?
Because
he's all hygiene.
Yeah.
Why is he fucking
poor?
What do you know about hygiene?
Everything. I know about hairnets.
Because those really stop the hair from falling out.
Not to mention, you know, you can't stop people from not washing their hands. Mm.
Do people wear the mustache net?
I've seen one person wear it. I don't know Wendy's, but no one knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got a full, like, full-on beard, too.
Oh. And so I have to wear the mustache and the beard net? Why not just, like, wear a surgical mask or something?
I don't think it'd fit all that.
Because that's only Asian people.
Yeah. And they're sick.
So why did you want to grow your hair to terrace length? What was the?
I wouldn't call it terrace length.
I long hair on a brown person is terrace length.
No, I only think of that as like facial hair. I don't know if that long hair as them. Anyway, I don't know. Just always wanted to. Just had a look.
You always wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good dream to have as a kid.
What, I want long hair?
Yeah.
But my parents won't let me.
Asshole.
I know someone that it's a girl and she's only allowed to have short hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
why?
There's long hair, then she starts looking like a girl and they don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So short hair looks like
Asian?
A guy. Yep. Of course. No. White.
You're German.
Yeah.
No hair for
bald.
You.
No hair.
No hair for you.
Yeah. Holy crap. So we started this podcast and now the last pizza is gone.
It's been 13 minutes.
Jesus.
Well,
remember, like, 6 o'clock, I was like, all right, guys, order pizza. So I was like, oh, man, I can only small. I can only handle a small.
That was a joke.
Yeah, that was just a joke, sure.
Like, but, yeah, one small each would be nice right now.
One small each? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
How many pieces is small? Like, 6?
6, yeah. Usually it's 6.
Yeah.
Medium's 8. And then...
I forgot we got this other thing here.
Yeah.
What is that?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon parts. This is the second day in the row I've eaten Pizza Hut pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
But you knew this was happening today.
I did.
So
I didn't feel like it, but I it's like, how can this be possible?
Oh.
What?
What?
I'm feeling it now.
Oh, no.
That's okay. It's the last pizza.
You're almost done.
It's all right.
Yeah, good thing it wasn't extra large, otherwise we'll all be in trouble.
Maybe. I don't know.
But at the same time, I went to Boston Pizza. I ordered a medium for myself. And
fat fuck.
In the last, like, 3 pieces. In the last 3 pieces.
I call myself fat. Jesus Christ.
I had to
a large pizza.
Nibble
I
at
care.
It. Every time I took a bite, I felt like it was going to just... Bah.
Yeah. Maybe then you should stop.
Yeah. But then in the last, like, hour, I
How
just...
How is your pizza? I've never tried Boston pizza.
I don't like it.
It's all right. Yeah. It's... It reminds me of the way Pizza Hut pizza used to be. It was, like, insanely greasy.
Oh, yeah? Oh, it's still kind of greasy right now.
Well, yeah, but I remember Pizza Hut just being, like, you pick it up and, mm-hmm. I don't know, you just feel gross.
Yeah, but the thing is, the grease and the crust, it just all, like, combined to make awesome taste.
Yeah, I guess.
Boston Pizza is just kind of, like...
Why is it greasy, though? Is it because, like, they deep fry the dough or something?
Yeah, oh, my God. That's so good.
Just compared to other pizzas I've had, they don't seem as greasy. Even though they're still greasy, but...
But, like if you were to rank, like, Boston Pizza, Pizza Pizza, and Pizza Hut, how would that be?
Are you with Pizza Hut over those two?
Who would be second?
Maybe Boston Pizza.
Really?
Just because I have, like, some of their gourmet pizzas.
Right, right.
So there's just interesting selections.
Okay. Do you really don't like Pizza Pizza? I mean, you've eaten it, right? I know you've eaten it.
Well, I mean, Pizza Pizza so much.
It's like with us.
I know.
You know, it's like our McDonald's.
Yeah, pretty much, right? I wonder what's healthy, McDonald's or Pizza Pizza?
Pizza Pizza.
Pizza Pizza.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, it depends what you get from McDonald's.
Salad.
I mean, you get a chicken sandwich, it's probably better than a pizza.
You get a filet of fish, that's probably better than
I don't trust filet of fish. Oh. I wonder how much of fish is in there.
How much fish is in it?
You start seeing those things that, on the subway, which, like, where they just power, like, all over the walls, it's just all a bunch of, like, McDonald's questions.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No?
What?
Yeah. It's like, is your burgers really made out of meat? And it says, like, Xing Zhao from London, Ontario, asking that question. And then more of it's like, feel free to send questions to McDonald's.
Was this, like, a sign they just pasted on the thing? Or?
On the wall. You know how they have, like, all the promos?
Oh, the ads.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, vandalism.
No.
But I did see a weird vandalism thing today, where it was Dundas West Station. And you know how they have the name at the top of on the walls, all across? All of them were painted over in white, just over the words. So it still said Dundas West. And then on the wall, how they put the name bigger, around it were these signs that said, like, I don't know, Porto Painters or something like that. I don't know. It was some kind of Mexican thing or...
Mexican?
Puerto Rican thing. I don't know. That was weird.
Spanish thing, just being...
Yes.
Spaniel.
Oh. Okay. Almost there.
You're almost there.
I think we all just got equal slices, right?
I don't know. I had three.
I had... Yeah. Three?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I had more than three. I'm not sure.
No, I think you had... How many in the large?
Well, I mean, I also had that really small one.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I had a tiny one, too. So, I had two.
Two and a half, maybe.
Two and a half.
I might order this again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
It's just, you know, it's a hot dog.
Yeah, it's a hot dog.
I still prefer the regular stuffed crust over this. I think the cheese tastes better.
I agree with you, but, like, at some point, the cheese is just like...
Yeah, the cheese just gets to you. It's like, why?
Well, it's good when you first get the pizza, but when you get to, like, the last couple slices when it's cooled down, then the cheese gets hard.
Yeah, and then it's just in, like, foam, and you're like, why?
It's just, oh.
At least the hot dog stays as a hot dog, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, hot dogs are
always weird. The taste doesn't change.
It doesn't change, yeah.
Much like a pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Did you see the new pizzas they have? It's, like, super thin crust. Yeah, but they're all gourmet and shit.
I really like thin crust. I think that's my new thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking it better now.
Yeah.
So remember last time we had the two pizzas and you got the thin crust?
Yeah.
And I thought the thin crust was better.
But you got like the extra thick crust thing, didn't you? Didn't
no,
you
go
like
the completely opposite? I had like extra cheese.
Oh.
I had like extra cheese. Because you also got extra
that's
cheese.
Yeah.
But I had more.
Hey, dairy's good for you. Shut up.
Yeah, okay. Dairy is good for you.
So, next on the topic list.
Do you wanna wait a bit until we get into the dessert? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Just like
Don't eat it yet.
Let it settle down.
Ooh. That was good.
It was good.
I wish it
did.
I'd be interested in seeing if they could do a cheese and hot dog combination.
Sweet. Right into them. See, look,
you've
got two different stuff crusts.
It'll never work. It's like when people come to, like, Wendy's, like, you should have that and that and make it a combo, you know? I always get it all the time. It should be a combo. Hey, you tell the person who's just like, I'm just a fucking guy who works,
exactly.
Like, minimum wage.
I have no power.
It's or they ask you why things have changed. Like, I don't, or why you're pressing on it. Does it look like I own the store?
Yeah, no.
Come on, man.
And then the managers get mad at you when you don't know how to answer properly. It's like, what do you expect?
My managers wouldn't.
Yeah, my managers don't.
Really?
Because they don't carry it. It's like, well, what are we going to do?
I know.
One guy wants this thing.
I think my manager doesn't like it when people find out that he's the manager.
Why?
Because now he has to do work.
Yeah, he has to be the PR guy.
Mm. He's like, I understand your questions and concerns. Please contact this
email. Well, you know, but he also has like a Chinese accent. He's like, yeah, I know, but we are franchise. You know, what can I do? That's what he says most of the time. It's like, all right.
Yeah, I'm Chinese. You're not.
I'm Chinese. What can I do?
Yeah.
Look at me, I want a busajo. What?
You come back, I give you deal.
You come back now.
Yeah.
Well, I can't just give you the deal now.
You come back.
No, no, you be loyal to me. How's that funny?
I don't know, just that like, you have to come back and show your loyalty first.
Wear my colors.
Represent.
And some durag with his colors on it.
Like a booster juice durag. What if you said we booster juice durag?
We test your moxie first. It's like a spray can. Go tag us on the wall.
Go tag the competition across the wall for booster juice. If you do well, I'll give you a 10% off. It's alright.
You go to Orange Julius. You spray out front of Orange Julius.
No, you just go to another Booster Juice to say that
if
our
you
booster
find,
juice is better.
If you find Julius, break his legs. Come back to me.
You get 5% off. On only your next drink.
But then you buy Panini, get 10% off.
Yeah.
Chris, make Panini.
Oh, god damn it. Making
Panini. Chris, now!
Oh. Well, the Paninis are frozen, you can't get the weight.
What?
The way they have to thaw out, it can't just...
Oh, really? Oh, man.
You gotta thaw them.
That's terrible.
That's how you know it's fresh.
We never booster juice. We never say that.
They promise juice, not food.
Yeah, that's why. Like sometimes some people ask, like, which is the freshest one you have? Like the salmon. Like, I just want to say, look, they're all frozen. We just put it all together like one time.
Yeah, just tell them that.
Yeah, it's just like, but no, because then my manager be like, why you say that?
I kill you now.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a Christmas party?
No.
Really?
Wait, how many people work there?
Like 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't it more?
It was more, but then they all left, and then the manager doesn't want to hire more people. It says, oh, it's okay. We good.
We good. Yeah. We good team.
I give you more hours. It's like, so I'm working 46 hours next week.
Then who's left then?
It's me and 2 other girls.
Is that artsy girl still there?
Yeah, she's still there.
All right.
But no, she found another job.
Uh-oh.
And she's only working one day next week. But then she's not sure if she's going to stay at the other job because, you know, it's you never know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
So just, what happened to the guy then, the bros?
The one that I was really close with?
Yeah.
He moved to Manitoba.
Ooh.
And there's another guy, but then he went back to school.
Ooh.
And there was another girl, and she went back to school.
So there's only 3 of you now?
Yeah.
So how does this work? So you open...
So every close. Yeah, there are certain days a week that I would work open to close.
Whoa.
Yeah, but then I still end up with like 38 hours. I'm like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah, because sometimes he'll just make me work 4 hours one day.
Well, that's not too bad.
It's like, what the hell?
So it's him, you, 2 other people?
Yeah. But like really, he doesn't count because, you know, he's just in the back all the time.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Does he have an iPad?
Yeah, he has an iPhone, so he watches like Chinese videos or something. Yeah, you would know how they sing.
Yeah, I know how all the Chinese videos are.
Yep.
All of them.
Oh.
So then, so how do you work 46 hours now?
I don't know. I just am. Because I'm working like 8 to 6 one day.
Whoa.
And then I'm working open to close another. It's like, what the hell? Well, yeah, but it makes sense because it's only like...
Well, if you work 8 hours and you work 7 days a week.
You work 7 days?
I work 6 days.
Whoa. 6 days. Yeah, that's like 48 hours.
Don't you go overtime after 40?
They're Chinese, they don't do the
legit.
No, but your taxes.
Are you taxed, Chris?
I am.
Oh. Yeah, see,
but they don't know that stuff.
Do you get benefits?
No.
You should get benefits.
My benefits. I told you, and I said this story like a billion times.
Say it in his language. Say.
Ni hao mo.
Mini glasses. Sure. You pay.
I broke my leg. Give me money.
No, it's too much work. It's funny because, like, every time someone, like, well, at least when I came and the new person came, it's like, what, you don't get paid for your half-hour break? It's like, yeah. Oh, that sucks. So why don't you say anything? And then they're like, well, why don't you say anything? It's like, oh,
well, touché. Who gets paid for a half-hour break?
Huh? No, I mean, like, it gets deducted off of our hours.
Yeah,
so instead of working 8 hours, you work 7 and a half.
Yeah, same with us.
What? Really?
Yeah. You know it?
I thought you guys were legit.
No, we're not. We're a franchise.
We're franchise.
We're a franchise.
We know nothing.
Franchise gets screwed in the ass.
But, I mean, at least you get paid for, like, Christmas and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And we don't get paid for holidays.
You're supposed to.
Holidays.
You're supposed to also get paid for the breaks.
No, we don't.
All right, moving on to topic list. What's up with Phil? You're still in school.
Yeah.
Chilling.
I'm finishing my course pretty soon.
Do you want to, like, since, like...
Party. Last day of school party!
Is it really?
When?
No.
Oh.
No, I thought we were going to have a last day of school party for me.
Oh.
No. Like, congratulations on finishing one course.
How many courses next?
I only registered for one, but I kind of want to take another one.
But then how many more like left to...
Two, that's why. I just don't know what to take. So, like I told you, I'm going to the Student Film Awards on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And one of the films that Chris was in was nominated for something. I don't know what. I just ran to my professor one time and said, hey... Your films are nominated. Oh, okay.
But he didn't specifically say.
No, I said don't tell me. I want to be surprised. So
I want to know. I want to know if I should go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not going to win anything.
Yes, I will. I was in it.
There's no like acting.
It doesn't matter. I was still contributing to that project.
The awards are for like writing, best production in this course, best editing, best. Directing.
I'm going up there. If you win best edit, I mean, yeah.
No, if anything wins from that, you just go, I was part of it.
I'm the guy in the movie.
That was me.
Yeah, it's all me.
Give me your money.
All 10 hours of that filming process. I finally watched that video.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Oh my god. Like, no, I can't even, like, critique it because it's just like, this took 10 hours.
Yep.
I was here since 10 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the afternoon for a 2.5 minute video.
Ugh. Yep.
Way too long.
Yeah. So every time I think about it,
but Chris, we have to try artistic camera work.
Like every time, because whenever I watch it, every time there's like it cuts to another scene, I'll be like, okay, that was probably around like 2 o'clock. I think that was like around 3 o'clock.
So what did you guys have to just do? Keep doing like retakes over and over?
And no, most of it was just them adjusting the lighting.
Yeah, I remember we got there at 10, and there's like, oh, we're gonna start at 12. What are you gonna do for 2 hours? And they spent 2 hours. Trying to light the scene.
And then even then, when like, we're ready to film, it's like, all right, let's try this now. How about this?
Do they teach you, like, how to do, like...
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I don't know. When you get in there, you just kind of do whatever you want.
Oh, really?
Pretty much.
Huh. So what was it about?
It's creative.
It doesn't even have an ending.
Dude, just watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
It's on my Vimeo channel.
It's, I'm playing video games, and it's the generic no-job video game guy.
Yeah.
Graphic comes, says, did you find jobs? Yeah, I'll be a donor.
Just funny stereotypes.
Medical testing.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, but, you know, don't worry, I'm going to be a pro gamer. It's like, well, that's not a real job, and then she gets mad and leaves, and I just keep playing video games.
That's it?
Yeah. Yep. More or less.
And then everybody claps and laughs and says,
hey. Was there any laughing when that thing was screened?
A little bit.
What part?
Mean, I don't know. The medical testing thing. See, I didn't, it wasn't like out loud, like, ah, I love that. That was so funny.
Did anyone get that?
But then, no, not really.
Oh.
Well, there's one film that was actually pretty funny. What wasn't ours.
if one of the stuff I wrote there had probably been funny, people probably would have laughed.
But then afterwards, people were like, yeah, that was pretty funny. I really enjoyed that.
Oh. You didn't laugh.
Yeah,
like, it was.
Well, funny. It's not that kind of comedy, guys.
It was a smart comedy. Yeah, where you're like, oh, that's pretty funny.
It's more like, you know, I understood it.
Yeah,
and it speaks to me.
I understand why it's funny.
But it's just
understand there's supposed to be.
But
humor.
It's not really funny.
Yeah, but it was pretty funny. I got it. I got why it should be funny.
Yeah. Well, that's student films.
And some of the parts.
Isn't Jordan the same thing almost?
No, different
school. Like TV production or something like that.
What are you going for?
Film studies.
Oh, film.
So it's more artsy.
I don't get it. He had an anthropology degree. I don't know what he's doing with that.
I don't know.
He works at Kentucky Derby. No, sorry.
Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, I was going to say Kentucky Derby. I don't know why.
Oh, it's Kentucky Derby.
I don't know why, okay? I don't know why. I just saw a horse in my head.
Is he one of the jockeys?
Is he one of the horses?
So does he wear the nice clothes? Yeah, okay. Different thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know that other film I did? the beans one. I don't know if you saw it. I had to take it down, though.
Why?
Because the actor... Well, there was a bit of miscommunication at first, and it sounded like he was mad that we had it up there, because the actor's union, ACTRA, their contract says if it's for school, then it can't be shown anywhere else except for a school setting.
Right.
That's so we took it down, but at first, like, he didn't... We thought he was mad, but later on, we kind of found out that it was just that he wanted to use it somewhere else, like in a film festival, but because of the contract, he couldn't. So he was kind of like, well, I mean, how come you guys have it online, but I can't really use it?
But was he allowed to use it?
No.
Why?
And neither was Phil.
Yeah. Not in full. You could show, like, clips or a scene.
Oh.
But he's like, yeah, you know, like, I don't really care if you guys have it online, but I'm just telling you, you know, I couldn't use it because of this. Maybe you guys should, you know.
Do the same.
Be aware of that.
So, like, so, yeah, we took it down, which is indirect, like, contact bad, with all the actor people?
Huh?
Are you guys in direct contact with all the actor people?
I don't know. Some people I know from school know actors.
Oh. What school do they go to, like?
Same school.
Really? Ryerson, yeah. There's an acting class?
But Ryerson also has, like, a special contract with ACTRA. So they say, like, if it's for a Ryerson production,
right.
they can use you for free. Right. It's just that they have to provide, like, transportation, food, things like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Chauffeur.
Let's be
the actors. Ugh.
I think you have to be good at that first.
I can try. I'll
I'm good at the stuff I write. That's about it.
Well, I mean, it's a union. You just pay them money and you get in.
Oh, really?
Pretty
it's
much.
That easy? Okay.
You pay your fees.
I'm an actor.
And then, here's my card.
Here's my card.
It says it.
Just says Jude Pinto actor.
Yeah.
That's it.
Call me.
Yeah.
Call me again.
Call me and then call me again. That's how I know you really want me.
I was actually thinking about... like going legit with that stuff, but it's just
yeah,
like,
do it.
What, acting?
Yeah,
do it, because then I can say I know someone who's a real actor, and you want a film done? I know someone, but you give me producer credit.
But it's just like it's the same thing of like going into anything film related, where you're probably going to meet people that are just a little way too into it.
Yeah.
I'm making my film.
Like, honestly, I just do it for like comedy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, like, you know,
so
you're gonna meet...
you need to meet like the next Adam Sandler. Just, I'm making my film.
Okay.
That's my best.
I think I'm allowed to say that's racist. Is that
you're not allowed to say that.
What do you mean? He was making fun of a white guy, and he's not white.
he's Jewish.
So it's even more racist then.
Yeah, Jew, you're making it sound worse.
You weren't making any like Jewish like remarks, so you were okay.
I was making fun of his voice.
That's okay, that's fine.
And he happens to be white.
He just happens Jewish. To be.
Happens.
I don't know. I think that's
I don't
kinda...
know.
Have you seen Meet the Zohan?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah,
I remember that.
I just kept seeing that stupid preview with the freaking foot thing. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Stop. That was weird. Did I go see it with you guys?
No, I didn't want to see
it.
All
right, I saw it.
Yeah, I know
it
you did.
It was okay.
Yeah, good job, Jude.
Oh,
what's up with you, Chris?
I ate a pizza.
It was good, right?
And now I gotta throw up.
Yeah.
Do you want more pizza?
I'm not gonna do it.
I don't know. I feel like maybe I can go.
Or do you want like a Cold Stone ice cream?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, something like ice cream.
Yeah, something cold. Because pizza's like. Ah.
Only problem is they close your thing early on Sunday.
All right, like last time.
Yeah, they close. They close on Thursday and Sundays.
Let's go to McDonald's. Get some Sundays.
We just got Sundays,
but they're gone now.
I know, dude.
Let's get two Sundays.
No,
and one strawberry Sunday for Phil.
Why do you think you're mentioning strawberry?
do they
have anything else like besides strawberry, chocolate,
McFlurry.
And
caramel?
I mean, just a regular.
I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Maybe you can mix them. I don't know.
They'll be like, ah, he wants to mix it.
Yeah. I've seen people do it though.
Yeah, because they go, I want to mix it. No, we don't do that. Get the manager.
You've seen people do that?
No, they probably do that.
Oh.
The manager comes. What's the problem?
Yeah, we.
Well, he wants to mix it. We don't have it on the menu. But it's so easy. Just do it. He's a customer. Okay.
Really? But we can't do that. Like, we can't do half and half for our Frosties. People are like, why? It's like, I don't know. It's something to do with the inventory or some shit. We can't keep track or some shit.
Yeah, that's true. I can buy that.
I don't know.
Because if you charge them one whatever.
One chocolate,
yeah.
Yeah,
then
it produces
then
less
like,
chocolate, yeah. But then you're missing like a quarter of vanilla,
yeah,
right?
Like, what's going on, guys?
Oh, that's like, true, oh. Yeah.
And your store's like really anal about that.
Who's?
Yours.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can do that at another Wendy's, though.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. If I'm in places like that, it's always like, it depends on whoever's there.
Yeah, whoever's in charge.
Right? I know if I were in charge of that and they want someone to be half and half, they're like, no. No, this is how it's done. We're not making a special
can
smoothie.
Can I get the funky monkey with strawberries added?
No.
What about green juice?
No. See, you see what it said, Funky Monkey. Right, the, those are the ingredients there.
But I can't add for like if I pay a dollar or like, $2.
No, no, that's too much work.
If you have to do something like mixing different things, is it more work or is it just like I don't want to do it because it's you know we don't offer that?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. It's just like I don't want to do it and I don't.
Yeah, because well, I mean, like when customers ask me to do things that are like slightly out of policy,
like what?
I just well, like price matching certain stuff, like oh, it's refurbished. On the website, we don't price much refurbished. Yeah. I'll just be like, well, whatever. It's you're still paying us. I'll do it. I don't care. Because it's really, like, no extra work for me, so I'll just do it.
It's extra work for me. Because then, you know, mentally you're ready for the Funky Monkey to have vanilla frozen yogurt. But then, like, it's, oh, yeah, it has strawberries in it. It's like, oh, I already put the vanilla. Oh, gotcha. I'm gonna make another one.
Yay!
The worst ones are like, can I get this drink, but instead of that and that,
can I
get
add this and this
and this? And this?
So, I don't really want that drink then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can they make their own drink?
They can, and we're supposed to charge them extra. We're supposed to go to Custom Smoothie and charge them that way.
And just charge them individual pieces, right?
But then like sometimes they'll be like, oh yeah, all the other stores I go to just charge me for that.
Yeah, I hate when they do that. Oh, like some guy came on our drive through. He's like, can you get the half and half, you know, half chocolate, half vanilla? Yeah. I'm like... they're like, no, we don't do that. But he's like, I've been coming here for 2 years, and I've always gotten the same thing. No, you haven't.
Yeah, I hate that.
And then
people.
He's like, okay, you know, whatever. And he just drives away. I was like, yeah.
Wow. Good, no customer served.
Oh, what a douche.
I know.
Sometimes you just want to go off on them, and it's like, you know, stupid
just
policy.
Mess with them.
It's like, I work it's minimum like, yeah, wage. You really want to give me more work.
It's not that. Money. It's just that when you sort of like, even when customer, you know how like, if you work anywhere, you're supposed to be like polite, even if they're being a dick to you. I think that's really wrong. If they're like, giving you shit, you should be equally giving them shit back. Like,
totally agree.
They don't have like they don't have the right to walk all over anyone else. Yeah. You know, that's what I think is wrong with
that. I think we should open up our own Wendy's and just say, hey, just
to yell at customers.
Just call Wendy's.
This is a different Wendy's.
Call Wendy's. Fuck you.
Yeah,
that's it.
And no, honestly, I mean, there are times where like a customer would be pissing me so much so off. I just want to be like, all right, forget it, refund. Here's your money. Get out of here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
I
don't want to deal with you.
I mean, as long as, like, since I know as long as you're not being an idiot towards them, it's fine. But if, when they start, like, giving you shit, you should be able to give shit back.
Like, there's this one guy who asked for, like, this custom drink, and he could tell, like, I was so pissed off at him.
Right.
And he goes, oh, yeah, man. He says, sorry. He's like, I didn't win the lottery, too. It's like, fuck you.
What does that mean?
It means, like, I'm pissed off because I didn't win the lottery.
What the hell?
Yeah. That's it's just like, you're making fun of me. That's why I'm so pissed. Like, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Should have said that. Get out of here.
I know. I was so ready. I looked at him just like, fuck off. Anyways,
kind of podcast. Complain to me. I just like, oh, there's never anybody out here. I hate shopping here. This and that.
Yeah. Are they all brown?
Okay.
Are they brown?
they're like, oh, they kind of get like, I know it's not your fault. It's not your fault. I'm sorry. Because he just, I know I don't give him anything to work with. Just
I barely get an apology.
No, because they always act like, why don't you do this? I'm like, well, I don't personally do that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know, I'm sorry. No, I don't mean you, exactly. Like, yeah, okay.
I just already, the minute they say, why don't you do this or something, I just look at him pissed and be like, fuck off. No. Every time someone asks me for the custom thing, I'm like, yeah, you ask the guy who makes minimum wage to do that.
Yeah.
And then they look at me and then they get pissed off. It's like, what do you expect?
Well,
yeah.
Bring up your plate, so mommy.
Oh yeah.
Do we still need them?
No. Maybe. Oh, we're still using it. Just we'll wash them later.
What's this free something?
Medium fries, rosati salad, and
anyways. Do you just want to forget the topic list and just talk about whatever? Because there really isn't anything.
Well, okay, nothing came out. We're supposed to have something. I think we promised it last month.
Yeah.
That we're gonna have the Kalen video.
Yeah.
Or just called the Kalen.
Yeah, which is called
the Kalen. I got kind of busy. Well, for the first week or so, I just kind of forgot about it.
Oh, man.
And then I got busy. And I was like, oh, I'll do it later.
But you have no more school now, right?
No, I'm still in school.
Oh.
When do you end? Like December 4th?
The way I look at it, this is what happened at the end of my class. We have one assignment that we have, one final assignment.
Right.
But because it's a script writing class, he wants us to read the scripts in the class.
Like by yourself?
No, like we give the parts to people to read it. So there's so many people in my class, it takes forever to get through it because we have to read it, then we have to critique it. Mm-hmm. And then, so he set aside three classes for that. He says, well, if you have yours read in the first class, you get your feedback, you can fix it up
and hand it in next class and
not show up.
And then you're basically done. Like, he still kind of expects you to go to class, but there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, but so mine was done. There's no exam?
Huh?
There's no exam.
So mine was done. The way I look at it, I'm handing it in this week. There's still maybe two more classes, but I'm kind of like...
done.
My mind is out of that class already.
But what if your script, is there like a limit to how long? Because like, you don't want them to sit there and read it like a...
it's limited to 7 pages.
Oh my god, that's so many pages.
I know.
I don't even write 7 pages.
Yeah.
I probably write a 7-page thing.
I just took one of Derek's and padded it up to make it 7 pages. And everyone's like, that was really funny and good. Like, it's kind of a dark humor. I'm like, yeah, it is. Thank you.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't know if you remember it. It was the one about the father and son, and the old father makes a pumpkin. I don't know if you read it. He posted it on the forums.
Maybe. But then, I don't know.
And he's like, care about my pumpkin.
Didn't that also kind of turn out to be what breakfast was?
No, that was something else. It was different.
I don't know, there's a lot of stuff that Derek writes that doesn't turn out complete. It always somehow ends up in something else in some form.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Like, he modifies it.
Yeah.
What I did there, I padded it up with the dialogue, because if they go to each other, it's like, hey, what are you doing? I don't know, what are you doing? It's like... kind of making the conversation like that just to get it to 7 pages. And I just changed the ending because it was a little too weird. But
speaking of Derek.
I was going to say happy birthday to Derek. Derek was supposed to be here.
Was he?
No, well, I mean, we wanted him to be here.
Oh, we wanted Kaylin to be here, too.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted Kaylin to be here.
What were we saying to Derek?
No.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't talk about it last podcast.
Yeah.
We were too full of chicken.
Yeah. So much chicken.
Yeah, that was a lot of chicken. We ordered like a, 25 piece?
Yeah.
Between me, Kaylin, and Phil.
We thought about 20 at first. And then you're like, hey, 25.
Yeah, for like $3 more.
Maybe we could do that. I think so. And then Kaylin leaves. Yeah. And we're stuck with 25 pieces between the two of us.
Well, he probably took like 2 or 3 with him.
Yeah. But I ate like 4 maybe.
I don't even think I ate 4.
I don't know. I was just gonna.
Yeah, then there was macaroni and coleslaw
Fries.
Yeah,
and fries
and gravy.
Yeah.
Oh lord.
So like, when we were done eating, it would still look like a huge pile of chicken.
KFC is one of those things that, you know, when I don't eat it for a long time and I think it's amazing, after I get it, I'm like, I don't want this ever again.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want it for at least another 5 years.
Why did you go for Popeyes?
Nah.
Popeyes can be just as bad.
Really?
Yeah. Especially at 25-piece Popeyes.
What it is, it's just too much of one thing.
Okay.
It's so much chicken. Yeah. Just it's like, good, but
if you have,
so
like,
much.
A huge tub of, like, ice cream, eventually you're just going to be like...
Yeah, like, ice cream's amazing.
Why
did
you guys go for the 25?
Because it was for $3 more.
Dude, you were young and stupid.
I don't know about young.
Stupid, yeah. We went to Anime North.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I just mentioned this on the website, but Derek's book came out, Newfangled Death.
Yeah.
Like, what, October?
Sure.
Late October,
I didn't get it, because it's not available on Amazon.ca.
Yeah, it's available on, like, Amazon UK and US.
Really?
And then get it for ebooks.
Yeah.
I
want the book.
I don't think all ebooks. Only, like, the Kindle,
which
is the Amazon one.
Kobo?
Not Kobo yet. I think you said Kobo later on. I was going to get on Kobo because I have a Kobo, but yeah. Anyways, it's pretty good.
I'm still considering doing a video for that to promote it. Stupid. You know, the same thing that I told you before.
Yeah.
But like, I'd have to read it first.
Surprise, Derek. You want to borrow it?
But I feel bad because I haven't bought it and it's Derek.
Why? It's like $7.
Can I just give him $7 and be like, I'm just going to borrow Phil's, but here you go.
It's like a rental.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, what, because then it take longer to get here and all that
stuff. I tried to adapt one of his stories there for my screenplay, but it's hard to adapt, like, a written story like that. Because there's so much of, like, what people are thinking.
Oh, really?
And it's, you know, how do you put that into a script without it just becoming this long, drawn-out thing? That's too much work, so I just stole one of his.
But yeah, his book is out, so go get it.
Here's my review. It's kind of, like, really depressing at times when you read it. Like, the stories are really well written, but they're just so sad.
All of them?
Most of them. Oh. I think there's only about six or seven.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's called Newfangled Death.
So
yeah.
Is it like, do they have like a happy conclusion in the end, or is it just...
Not really.
They
they're just... kind of like these, like, bittersweet conclusions sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't there, was that one that was in the documentary in it, where it was like, some girl makes a wish, but then she wants it back, so she goes into the well and dies because...
No, that was one of his Inkblorit things.
Well, it's like in the vein of that, though, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, it's like, okay. It sounds like it's kind of nice, and, but when you look a little closer, it's not that nice.
Yeah.
I think it's
not that it's bad. It's just sad.
Sad is bad.
Oh, I can only read one of these at a time. Yeah, buy Derek's book, Newfangled Death, DerekAchoy.com.
What really bothers me, I don't know if you know this, but on his Inkblorit blog.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait. It's like, hey guys, I'm writing a book. Everyone's like, oh, congratulations. Yeah, we'll be sure to get it. Good luck with that. All of a sudden, the blog post, my book's out. Zero comments.
Yeah. What happened, guys?
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe they bought it. They just didn't have time to comment.
Yeah, but I mean, normally he gets at least one comment and be like, haha.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And I would assume people would at least be like, hey, congrats on the release of your book. You know, like, I didn't get it yet, but I will later.
Well, it depends how what the gap was between those two things, right?
I don't know.
And no, it's not even that. It's just like normally he gets like a comment or two, no matter like what it is.
He should. Well, is he like advertising it somehow?
Not really.
No, but he just has those.
He's got a blog.
He has those the people that like are into his DeviantArt that read his blog and.
Okay, he still has a DeviantArt.
Yep, okay. Still there. I don't think it's a premium edition anymore. But
what do you mean premium?
I don't know. There's a premium edition of DeviantArt.
Don't you like buy like people can buy
your art?
Like, no, they sort of buy, like, that premium edition for other people.
Yeah, but I don't know what it does.
Yeah, what is? Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't know. What's the point? Special access to something.
Maybe they put your shit on the front page.
Maybe.
Every day, all day.
Yeah.
I don't know. What kind of perks do you get from uploading pictures and stuff? I don't know. Well, like on Vimeo, like, when you like pay for the Plus account, you get, like, priority... video conversion.
How does Cat Nothing get priority on YouTube? Do we have to pay?
No.
Can we pay?
We're YouTube already part of the
but we never get like advertised.
Yeah, I don't know.
How does your money thing work?
The more hits you get, the more money you make.
And you need a certain amount of money to actually get that money out.
You gotta make at least $100.
Really?
We've probably made $40 at this point.
Well, let's say you have is it just one bank account? And
yeah.
Then all the videos you put out and it just
You set
going.
It up with like your bank account or something. I don't remember what I did. I mean, I know I don't have money, so I don't check it.
Yeah, so just as long as it's not like tied to one video.
No, it's basically everything. Every video you put up, you have the option of monetizing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you choose to monetize it, then they'll put ads on it.
Really?
That's how it works, kind of.
So, like, the more ads hit,
you get. Well,
do you put ads on all our videos?
I don't think so.
No.
There's, I don't know, this is because I have ad blocks, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know,
they
me
show
too.
Up. I think really? There was something where they say, like, how do you want your ads? Do you want it, like, the one that shows up while you're watching, or do you want the pre-roll or the after-roll? I chose one of those things, but I never see it.
Yeah. I've never seen an after-roll.
Yeah. I mean, who wants... Nobody ever uses that, because once you're done the video, you're going to turn it off.
Yeah, it's always the one in before.
Yeah, or the ones you get on screen at the beginning.
Which is kind of annoying, but whatever.
Yeah. That's Derek's book.
Yeah.
Buy Derek's book. Give him money.
So he
can make another book.
Does he have a job, or is he just still working on his, like,
I think that's his job. He's a writer.
That's his job? He's a writer? Okay.
Derek's made it. He's doing what he wants to do.
Okay.
None of us are doing that.
What doesn't he write for a newspaper?
It's a different... Oh, my God.
For extra money, I mean.
Even Terry tried pitching him to do, like, Inkblorit into, like, a comic strip thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's just like, I don't feel like
it. I just told him, like, just print a book of it and try to sell it.
Yeah.
I'm sure people will buy it. You know, go to Fan Expo and sell it.
That is true.
Go to Anime North. People will go crazy for that kind of stuff there.
Do it with it?
Yeah, I think the anime fans are more into, like, weird, quirky things than horror comic fans, sci-fi people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
But the only thing is with the horror status, like, the horror people, at least they can see, like, maybe, like, the dark sense of humor he has.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's not bloody enough.
Some comic people will be like, you know, I like supporting sort of the indie comic people.
Those jerks.
But didn't he say he doesn't even like to draw anymore?
Yeah, that's the thing.
But didn't he draw for this book?
He drew the cover.
Yeah.
But there's no pictures inside?
No illustrations.
Oh, I thought it was the one that's illustrated books.
No.
I'm kind of bummed out now.
Yeah, it's all words. It's just all words. Oh, fuck. How many pages of words?
55.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad. That's really small, actually.
But it's like, some of the stories are like 3 pages, mm-hmm. and then you'll get to one that's like 8 pages. It just feels so long after reading a few stories of 3 pages.
Really? Oh, man. But like, so do you think he's going to release another book of the same kind of concept?
Or I don't know.
I don't know.
He should write a novel.
I have a feeling he'd write a new book, but who knows if it'll be the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
He should write a novel, like a really depressing novel.
Yeah, just one that makes you feel like...
It's like shit.
But then it'll only be popular when he dies, that's the thing.
Or he can write like
50 years, 60 years later when he's dead, it's mad. Did you hear of Derek Achoy? Man, his stuff was great. And then they'll, like, make a movie out of it or something.
Yeah.
Because he's dead.
Who would make these movies?
I don't know.
Who's the guy who did the Royal Tenenbaums? Things like that.
But he's probably dead already.
What's his name?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Smitherson.
I'm pretty sure Kevin Smith would be long dead before Derek would be dead.
Quentin Tarantino.
He'd be dead,
makes
too.
Newfangled Death.
They'll all be dead.
See, that sounds like a movie Quentin Tarantino would make.
Yeah, I'd give you that. Yeah, that sounds like a name that he'd put on, like, what his movie label.
Starring Uma Thurman
as
the newfangled death.
And David Carradine, who's dead, but...
as the newfangled death.
And Brad Pitt as the Italian guy. Born Giorno.
He just wanted to see Born Giorno.
And then he dies.
Are we going to go see that?
Pizzaiola.
Are we going to go see that movie? Django?
What?
What is that?
Is it Django or Django?
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 I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you know what that is? It's a new Tarantino movie.
Oh. I don't know. I don't really care about his movies anymore.
You don't? Oh.
No. Nah.
After what? Have you stopped caring about his movies?
After Death Race? Death Proof? What was it called?
Death Proof.
Death Proof, yeah.
Really? But that wasn't really... I know it was his movie, but it wasn't really like...
No, I mean, I didn't... I don't mean... I watched that and I was like, I'm done with Tarantino.
Right.
That was the last one I saw from him, and I just didn't really care
anymore. Oh, you didn't see Glorious Bastards?
No, I didn't see...
What else
did he put out?
That's it. That's the Glorious Bastards, yeah. Go see it, and maybe you'll either hate it or love it.
Maybe.
I'll just be indifferent about it.
Yeah, you might be indifferent about it.
I still want to see Jackie Brown.
It talks so much.
I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs.
I think that's my favorite of his movies.
Really?
That one or Kill Bill 2.
Really, a couple too. It was kind of slow, but you know.
I liked it a little better.
Phil likes talking movies.
Yeah,
I don't mind talking movies, like, but that. Like, you know, when the first one had this like super elaborate fight scene, then you kind of expect it at the second one. It's like complete shift. I'm like, oh come on, guys.
Well, then I saw it a second time. Like, I kind of like this now.
No, okay.
What is next on the topic list? Phil went to Comic Expo.
What is that?
That was nothing. Let's just leave it at that. That was nothing.
Is that the same as the Toronto Comic Con, or is it?
No.
That's what they call it.
Isn't there a Toronto Comic Con in, like, March or something?
Yeah, they have one every March that's 2 days.
Uh-huh. Right. Is it as big as Fan Expo?
No.
I wouldn't say it's even half the size, but...
Yeah.
But is it like a branch of the Comic Con in the U.S., or is it just called
No,
that?
They just call it the that's Toronto Comic Con. That's so gay. Comic-Con. It's basically just Fan Expo Mini.
Really?
Only comics?
But, I mean, that's something you'd go to.
Because I think the reason they do is because before these conventions used to be separate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had it started off just as a purely comic convention.
Right.
And later they're like, well, anime's getting kind of big, like in the late 90s.
Kind of,
so they
said,
well, let's add an anime component to it and see how it does.
I guess it did all right.
And then it got big and it kind of took over.
The anime?
Yeah. Because I don't know if you remember this, Chris, but... Before the deluxe pass was the anime pass.
Really?
What's
that? Yeah, and if you only got the comic pass, you were denied access to a lot of the deluxe things.
Wow.
Which was weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a part where, like, anime really boomed.
Yeah.
But I think it's dropped.
But now it's just like, it's dropped. You can get into everything with one deluxe pass.
Yeah, so your comic thing was really bad.
Yeah, it was bad because it was just, you go in and there's just... a bunch of tables with people selling old comic books and not much more.
There was no figurines or anything?
There's figures, but nothing that really interested me. It's not like you go to Fan Expo, you see all the cool Japanese stuff, things like that. This was just, you know, some Batman figure you can find in Walmart and things like that.
Sexy Japanese girl you find out is like 14 years old. You're like, oh no, I shouldn't be thinking you're hot, but you're still kind of hot. Stop wearing that while you're 14. God damn it. What? Yeah, we're going to DTAC.
It's not really called DTAC.
That's what Lemon Kisu calls it.
It's the Toronto Anime Con.
December Toronto Anime Convention.
Then this is the DTAC. November Toronto Comic Convention.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound cool, but DTAC does.
Yeah, I guess. That's why I couldn't find it, because I'm like, DTAC, and it kept taking me to like some, you know, District Toronto Lighting Association or something. I don't know. It was some other convention. What are you doing?
I'm cold.
What's wrong with you?
Phil's just like, oh my god.
Oh, you haven't seen
Are you okay?
You haven't had actually a phlegm before?
No.
Really? What are you?
What's wrong with you?
Phil just discovered something new in his life.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. I didn't know that amount of phlegm was possible.
Phil never gets sick.
No, I don't.
But yeah, we're going to DTAC.
Yeah,
it'll be
going.
Great.
We're going.
But I have a feeling it's going to be like your experience at...
Well, if they're still having it at the convention center, which means it might be a little better.
But I mean, it's probably going to be that one room with everything in it. And
but I think I think I might enjoy it more because I might be able to find some cool
anime,
Japanese
anime
figures that I can't find here.
That costs way more
exorbitant prices. But still, I'd rather just get it there instead of waiting for it to ship.
That's true.
When is that?
December 8th.
Mm.
Ooh, wait. That's... What day is that?
Sunday.
Are you sure? Because I thought I had a Christmas party going the 9th. Eh, whatever. It's probably the 7th then.
Is it the Best Buy Christmas party?
Oh, wait.
No.
Yeah,
that's
no, sorry,
before,
sorry.
Actually.
December 8th is the Saturday.
Where are you guys going to the...
So it's December 9th.
No, no. The comic thing, the anime, DTAC is the 8th.
Which is the
Saturday.
I might have to only go in the morning.
What? But it's like from 12 to like 5.
Yeah,
really?
I'll see. I'll have to check. Because usually
don't
this
go to your Christmas party.
It's the only family Christmas party.
Oh, family
early?
Christmas party.
Yeah.
That early?
Yeah.
Damn it.
What the hell?
I mean, it's usually later in the evening. Like, if I get there at 6 or something like
that.
Oh, no, Chris.
We'll see. I'll probably go for a couple hours.
Hey, there's one that's just like hanging out here.
DTAC.
All right, you want to try this now? We also got
cinnamon
thingies.
Dry.
I don't really like cinnamon rolls that much.
No?
Nah.
You don't like Cinnabons?
Cinnabons.
Cinnabons.
Inside is really dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty dry.
It's just pizza crust.
With hot dogs in it?
Hot dogs in it. Mm. Some cinnamon swirls.
You put hot dogs in everything.
Ew.
That's what she said.
Releases. The Kalen thing.
That's not out.
I mean, upcoming. The Kalen thing.
Yeah, that's still coming out.
Still coming.
I still have to give you
I started editing it.
I still have to give you the thing. The song that's going to end with now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song.
Man, I watched all the footage. It's so good.
Can you like, give me just, like, all the improv that me and Kayla did with sitting down here? Just, like, even if we just, like, just...
Sure, yeah.
But the minute I just start I walk, you know the scene where I walk to the couch?
Yeah.
From there to all the way to, like, us just,
like,
arguing.
Yeah, that's, like, half the clips.
That's, like, the best part. Because you're going to have to choose, like the...
Well,
I
won't give you the raw straight from the camera files.
Yeah,
that'll
but,
be,
like...
gigs worth of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll make, like, a file.
Yeah. Because I would love that. That was, like, the best.
Yeah, Kalen was pretty good. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy this, dude.
What's it about?
It's about...
meeting Kalen.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a way to introduce Kalen into the world. Okay, nothing.
Yeah.
I want to say that I think we've had a pretty good run of people that can just, like, go with it.
Yeah.
But, like, Kalen more so because, like, by the end of that thing, it was just like, okay, just do it, Kalen.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, no problem.
Yeah, Kalen wasn't like, oh, man, I don't know. Let's just try this. Okay. And then he does it.
Yeah. Like, no complaints from him. No tie-my shoes or anything like that.
First, you must do up my zipper.
Mm.
Sexy.
All the sauce is down on the ground.
I know. That's what I'm just going for. Tastes weird.
What else is going on? You guys, did you guys see a movie or something?
Oh, we saw Looper.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about?
No, I didn't, because that was full on chicken.
Really?
Oh yeah. Okay. I don't know. Do you want to talk?
I didn't like it.
No.
I thought it was all right till the end.
All right.
It got too sci-fi. It sounded like it was like, well,
sci-fi.
It was kind of sci-fi to begin with, but then it got super sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
Got a Pokemon. I don't know about.
Yeah.
Stupid angry baby.
Yeah. The angry baby.
You never found Looper, right?
Nope.
No. Okay. There was the one time where Looper was gonna become my new in time, but then Kaelin said I don't have any money for it, and then I said, well, Phil, you're the one that wants to go see it, so you got Annie up there, and Phil's like, nah.
No, weren't we gonna? I think I asked Kaelin, and then he's like, I can't make it.
No, something. you said he doesn't have enough money for that because he spent too much.
Oh yeah, because then we gotta pay for him.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't want to pay for him
because it was your turn because you wanted to come.
Sorry, Kaelin.
You bought him chicken, though. I'm sure that's okay.
You know, Derek still owes me money for a Dark Knight ticket.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that.
Nah. That's been, like, how many years?
No. The recent movie. Oh, so remember, I bought all the tickets? And then he's like, oh, I can't come. Oh, I just bought it.
What do you say?
And I forgot. I didn't try to return it.
He's like, father's retirement party or something.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'll pay you back, don't worry. And I forgot about it, and I guess he forgot about it.
Oh, guess what? I actually got heard back from Robin.
The what?
Robin.
You got what back?
I heard back from Robin.
Oh, I thought you said I got the hair back.
Yeah, I got the hair back too from Robin.
Cool.
Yeah. And she was like, oh my god, I just listened to the September podcast. She was saying right after you sent me the video, I totally forgot about it because I went to summer school or something.
Oh.
So that's why she never got back to me. But here's the thing. I replied back saying, oh, that's cool. Let me know if you're interested still. No reply.
3 months later.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I was doing exams.
Endless cycle of this. So I think I'm just going to cancel that, and we're going to move on to something else.
All right.
All right, this is where you're going to be voicing it.
All right, I'm going to voice everybody.
No, it's just one. It's just a narrator.
Okay.
Phil, that's yours.
I don't want it. I don't want it. It tastes kind of weird to me.
The icing's really weird. Yeah. I don't know what they did with that.
I don't know. So, games you've been playing, dude?
I saw Memories of a Geisha, finally.
What? The movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I read the book, and then I wasn't sure if I should watch the movie, and I finally watched it, and it was like, well, okay. That's fine.
Did you watch Prometheus yet?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Man, watch it.
I watched a quarter of The Last Airbender.
Which one is
okay.
You saw that, right?
Nope.
Was that the movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
I never saw it.
I thought you watched it with Derek.
Nope. I think we were going to.
At the second run theater, right?
Yeah.
But I never saw it.
No.
Oh. I think it's really weird that they kept all the names of the guys, but like the story's like completely different. Yeah.
Really?
Like, the reason why it's called The Last Airbender is because they knew that the Avatar was going to be born into the Airbenders, so they killed all the Airbenders.
Right.
That's why he's the last Airbender.
I thought it had something to do with that Avatar, that movie came out, and then James Cameron's like, fuck you, this is mine.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I mean, I think they realized that, and then said, oh, we got to rewrite it to make it sound like...
Yeah.
But yeah, so then at that point, I just stopped watching, because all the names of the two black people, the main black guys are...
Oh, black guys. Black people?
Yeah, the waterbenders.
You're black?
The two of them. Saki and whatever.
Yeah.
They were white, and they kept their names.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that.
And I was like, what the hell?
The Fire Nation is like brown people.
Not all of them, but the main people are.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And then Aang was called Aang.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, Aang, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, this sounds really bad. I'm not going to...
It's like Yang, what the why?
Well, it's like, you know, he's white, so, you know, it's not Aang, it's Aang.
Aang.
And then I saw that Chinese movie.
How would you feel with The Legend of Korra?
Like, as a whole?
No, I mean, if they made it into a movie. Do you think it's easier to duplicate?
Yeah, the story is a lot more basic.
Right?
So, anyways.
It takes place, like, in some kind of, like, modernized
China. In a central hub area, so there isn't a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
It's just a city.
And then the story, like, if they did the first arc, it should be pretty easy to pull off.
Fairly easy, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say so.
No, I just gotta wait till someone goes and makes it.
Yeah. But then I also saw that Chinese movie, something Chow Yun-fat and Gong Li, something about golden, the curse of the golden something that came out here.
Curse of the golden compass?
No, curse of the golden black plague or something. I don't know.
How was that?
That movie was not that great.
Oh, I saw Ted.
Really?
Pretty good movie. I thought it would be really bad, but it's actually pretty. It's like I don't know. It's sort of does have tones of Family Guy in it.
Yeah,
of course. Because a lot,
I can tell that just from the trailer.
Oh yeah, and a lot of the actors who are in Family Guy are also in the movie, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, surprisingly, it was like it's pretty good. It was just it didn't take itself too seriously, even though it's about a fucking talking teddy, right? But I liked it. You might watch it. You might like it.
Maybe. I mean, I kind of like Family Guy.
Well, this is not exactly like Family Guy, but it's so you might like this even more because it's not your typical cut to bullshit.
Well, yeah, I mean they can't.
Yeah, they can't always do that. But they do cut to bullshit sometimes. Like I think maybe 3 or 4 times.
I think Seth MacFarlane does that now just because people.
Yeah, expect it from them. Yeah.
That's all Family Guy is. Well,
yeah.
I'm just gonna keep doing it then.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, give it a shot. You might like it. And surprisingly, that girl who was Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
I really didn't like her acting in That 70s Show.
Yeah.
But she did a really good job in for the character she portrays in the Ted. And Mark Wahlberg is in the Ted. And well, yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
The reboot of the movie
Mark
Ted.
Mark Wahlberg
is now the Ted.
Did you hear that he's going to be in Transformers 4?
Yeah. Ugh. Because people were like, well, part of the reason he's in it is because people were sort of making up rumors about it.
Really?
And then Michael Bay's like, no, he's not going to be in it. Then later on, he kind of changes his mind. He's like, well, yeah, he's in it now because people were saying, like, maybe he should be.
Really?
So, why should he be?
Yeah, why should he
and
be?
He, I don't know, but he said he was also working with him on another movie. So he's like, well, yeah, we kind of developed a good working relationship, so I want him in my new movie now.
They're making another Transformers movie. Did you see the third movie?
Yeah.
Man, that movie was not good.
That was bad.
I thought it couldn't get any worse after 2.
Yeah, it did. Oh, it dragged for so long.
I know.
Like, why?
That whole building scene, and they just sort of escape out of nowhere.
No, not that. It's the part where they get in the shuttle, and you know they're not going to die, like, 10 minutes into the movie, and it's like, why do you have this here? Because we know we're no one's going to die. No one's going to die.
Stupid movie.
But what if they do?
Michael Bay thinks we're that stupid. And then the very first scene with the panty shot of her in the bedroom is like, really,
Michael
Bay?
That was hot shit. That was the best part.
I was like, really, Michael Bay? All
right, pause the movie.
This is all you.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
walk away.
I hate you, Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay explosion.
And he's still doing that new Ninja Turtles movie.
Yes.
Did you read some of the stuff about
the
story
alien,
treatment?
The alien stuff.
And Colonel Schrader and things like that.
Colonel Schrader?
Instead of Shredder, they called him Colonel Schrader.
Colonel Schrader?
And they're aliens from space.
So I don't know if he's going to change anything.
No, they changed.
People like ripped it apart.
Yeah, people ripped it apart. He's like, no, that was just fake. That was from a long time ago.
I was just kidding, guys.
I'm just kidding, guy. You see him burning the thing over his desk. Nope.
I watched the old one? Ninja Turtles movies recently.
Those were okay.
I used to really like the second one, but I think it's terrible now.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, and I used to also say I like the third one.
Was that the
damn
one?
Right? You don't like the third one. The third one is the worst one.
It's so horrible.
What's the third one about? I've never seen it.
They
traveling
back
in
time
to China. Japan.
I thought that was the second one.
No,
the thing that made it terrible for me.
Second one was the one with Ice-T, and they mutated the turtle and the wolf, the dog.
It was a wolf. Yeah.
Okay,
but they're babies.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It was a secret of the ooze, and then Shredder's like, "Oh, I'm going to use the ooze to make my own."
Yeah, Shredder's back too.
And
that was weird. Like, he got crushed in the thing.
Yeah.
In the first movie, and then suddenly he's just back, no explanation.
Well, you know, Shredder.
Just hey, I've got some scratches on me, but I'm back.
Was Krang there?
No.
No.
Oh. The thing that made me not like the third movie a lot was the way they treated Casey Jones. There, they just turned him into a babysitter for the
turtles,
the actual samurai that came to their time.
Oh,
that part, like, where it's like, oh, they probably just filmed this, like,
yeah,
as extra.
So all his scenes were
enough.
Just, like, weird blooper kind of scenes.
Yeah.
Where, hey, guys, maybe you shouldn't do that. Oh, here, let me introduce you to hockey. And it's just, there's no point to any of it.
Wow.
That movie was terrible. That was the worst one. I can understand why you wouldn't like 2 now, because it's, like, really dumb and childish.
Yeah. What I was reading was they thought the first movie, even though it was made for kids, they thought it was a little dark.
That was good!
Yeah, so they're like, well, I think we'll tone it down a little bit, and they started putting in more slapstick, more jokes, things like that. Even when they were fighting, I didn't notice was they didn't use their weapons that much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Michelangelo in the first scene, he used some hot dog wiener things instead of his nunchucks.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, that's funnier. Kids
will
like that.
Is the tech still impressive, though? The turtle tech?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Like,
yeah, I still find those movies pretty good for what they can do.
Yeah, the suits were good. Because it was Jim Henson stuff.
So will they do it all CGI now?
Yeah. Well, they already did.
For which one?
The 2007 movie. TMNT.
With Zhang Ziyi.
Yeah.
What?
I like that movie, though. See, the first one and that one are pretty good.
What? When did this happen?
2007.
Yeah, it's the one where they... Do you remember the trailer where they just kept jumping on rooftops?
They made them like frogs, kind of.
A lot more limber. They weren't just turtles.
You want me to get the DVD? It's right over there. Maybe yeah. I'll, like...
This is The Mummy 3.
It's real, Jude.
It was an actual movie?
Yeah. Like, it came out on theaters.
No way. Yeah, no, fuck you all. Never mind.
There was this one time where Jude reminded us of The Mummy 3, and me and Phil didn't believe it for like a good like 50 minutes.
Oh wait, this is just cartoons.
No, it isn't.
It's a CG movie.
Yeah, but it's cartoons though. Yeah.
No, but it's.
What do you mean, live action with CG turtles?
No, I thought you guys were talking about live action with CG turtles. Oh.
Wasn't John Woo supposed to do one of those ones?
Yes.
Like before this one came out, he was. John Woo was going
to
do.
He was attached to it, and he dropped it.
And then these guys made it when he dropped out of that.
Oh yeah, well okay, this whatever. I know this will go under my radar.
Yeah, this wasn't that big of a deal when it came out.
But Zhang Ziyi was in it.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
Well, this one's actually pretty good considering the two others that came before it.
Funny note about Memoirs of a Geisha. Zhang Ziyi was the only girl who actually tried to speak with a Japanese accent out of the three main Chinese girls.
Do they speak English in that movie?
They speak English. But they're supposed to be English with Japanese accent.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's like, she was the only one that had a Japanese accent.
Why couldn't they find real Japanese people?
It's just who is more capable of like acting.
Is it? I know it's that, but I thought they'd just make it more authentic and just find like a Japanese actress who can do a decent job.
But the girl who played the main Zhang Ziyi when she's a kid was pretty bad.
Oh yeah,
she was adorable, but it's just like, not that great.
I think the book was better. That's why I didn't read the movie. That's why I didn't watch the movie.
I don't know, the book was new. I mean, yeah, it was better, but I mean, is that really saying a lot?
No, I'm just saying, in comparison. That's why I didn't bother watching the movie. I'm like, ugh, screw all this.
But, do you watch any movies, Phil?
No, the only thing I've been watching recently is just, like, Blu-rays of movies that came out this past year. Like, Spider-Man and Prometheus and stuff like that.
Still have to watch Akira and Prometheus.
Yeah, watch Akira.
And yet I watched all those movies I was talking about, but they were on Netflix because they were just right there. I didn't have to pop in a disc or anything.
I saw that, what's it called? Was the movie? Insidious? No.
Oh, yeah?
No, not Insidious, that other one. What is it called?
Solidus.
It's the one with Ethan Hawke in it. Sinister.
Ethan Hawke is still in movies?
I just watched a movie with Ethan Hawke as well.
Is that the scary one?
I watched Dead Poets Society.
Okay, no.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah?
He was young in there. Ugh. Do you remember the, like, in the Hamlet name of the Rose? Or Macbeth or something?
In the Name of the Rose.
No, I don't know what that is.
We watched that for History Channel. No.
No, no.
You don't remember that?
No. Wait, what did you watch?
Sinister. It's a horror movie.
Is that the based on the Marvel character, Mr. Sinister?
Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke plays Mr. Sinister.
Oh man, that'd be good.
He's got the purple lipstick and the red eyes. And blah, blah. Stop it.
Blah, blah.
I'm Sinister.
Blah, blah.
Well, we were supposed to see Skyfall today, but you kind of fucked it up.
Sorry.
So I'm just letting you know.
It's all right. Well, I mean, we're supposed to see, like, Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, but
what happened?
But, yeah, that was my fault, because I bought a TV, and then I was like, oh, wait, I should save up for the Wii U.
And then I was like, all right.
Well, we were going to see it that one time, but you said, well, if the subway is still all messed up like it is,
then I'm not
coming down here again.
Yeah.
So,
they made the subway stop at Keeling and take a bus all the way to, like, Kipling.
Is it still in theaters?
Which one?
Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, I saw a couple times. I think they only have, like, 3 show times now.
Oh. We should try to see it, this week, maybe. I don't know. Actually,
money is really limited right now.
I don't know.
He spent all his money on his Wii U.
And the games for it. So
That's all right.
Oh, whatever.
It's good for the DVD.
I wasn't that excited about it. It's just, it looked interesting.
Yeah, that trailer, man.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on?
Yeah, what is this movie? I gotta see this.
It feels like a 10-minute long trailer, but I know it isn't.
Have you seen those trailers for The Life of Pi?
Yeah, I want to see it.
What is all I see is Tiger in Boat with Guy.
I remember people telling me about this book before, and they made it sound like the whole book was him in a boat with a tiger.
Like Moby Dick?
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, well, is it some kind of artsy-fartsy thing? Like, does this mean something? I read the synopsis for it, and it turns out there's just one part of the story where he's in a boat with some animals because he was on a boat with his parents trying to go somewhere and there was a storm.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of escapes on one of the getaway boats and some animals just happen to be on it. Because they're like transporting animals.
But then he gets to land.
Yeah, he gets to land.
Later. And then
he's making his way to Canada or something.
Yeah, let's go to Canada.
Is based on real life?
No.
I mean, like, it's in the real world?
Yeah. It's in, there's like all this magic.
And then I think, I don't know why it looks all weird like that when he's on the boat.
It's hard to put a tiger in a boat, man.
Yeah.
They have to make it look weird.
Tiger in a boat. It's the new Avatar. The movie. That's what they've been saying.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying. I heard that. They should just call the movie Tiger in a Boat.
Tiger in a Boat.
So it'd just be like Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah.
It
is what it is. It says it right there in the name.
That's it.
I mean, what if they call Snakes on a Plane like Life of Pi? It's like, what?
Yeah. Games? Playing anything, Jude?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about how bad Assassin's Creed 3 is? That game is so bad.
It's not as bad. It's just everything in the story is so boring. It's like, I don't care what American history
means. No, I do not.
I wish they set up in Egypt or Japan. Just put it somewhere interesting. I don't care about American history.
Because, like, American Revolution, it's so obvious to lead it there.
Yeah.
It's too obvious. It's like, come on.
I have more fun playing as Desmond opposed to whatever his name is. Connor.
Yeah.
And it's
no, I don't want to try even to touch
it. Yeah, like Quackerick or...
Stop it. Don't even.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Go cock-a-doodle-doo.
But yeah, it's like, I have more fun. Like, I want to know about Desmond, because this is his, like, final chapter. But it's like, no, let's just feed you some more
shit. And, like, this one, it doesn't even give it, like, proper reasoning as to why you keep playing as someone in the
enemy. It's a very vague reason. Yeah. It's a very vague. You need to find something.
Yeah, find a key. Well, the Adam's telling you to go here, so go there.
Right, and it's like, okay. But yeah, after a while, I just stopped. I'm like, this is nuts.
I think I'm ready to stop playing that game.
I think I already stopped. I'm like, I think I'll go back to it just so I can finish it to see what everything's like. And that's it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would have finished the first one if YouTube was around.
Really?
Yeah.
I finished it because, you know, like before the game wrapped up, they started to give, the signs and stuff that something weird is happening with Desmond.
You know, yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I want to see where this ends. Because the hook was good. I'm like, all right, let's do this. Because I really did. Especially with the last Templar part, I was like, oh, God, one more. Just one
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
At least the final bossing was really interesting. Right?
I don't even remember.
It was the old man.
With a lot of teleporting.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, he was just like all these shadows and all these clones everywhere. I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. I wish they would do this earlier, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes,
Assassin's Creed 3. Don't think I'm going to...
Awesome.
Probably not.
Would you buy the fourth one?
Oh, I don't know. If only if it's, like, really set place somewhere more interesting.
World War II.
If it's like, you know how they did a trilogy of Ezio? And they do a trilogy of Connor? I don't think I'm going to be down for that.
Yeah. Well, they said if Connor doesn't stick, they won't use him.
Connor hasn't stuck.
Yeah. I mean, he's okay. It's just that the place he's in is a bad place. How would you feel about it taking place like for whatever reason on like one of the islands of like Hawaii and you just like bounce from island to island, just chilling and stuff?
I don't know. Well, I mean, first of all, that robe would look really out of place.
Yeah, it would, right? But it'd still be kind of cool, just Jeff Dens jungle everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Beaches and just roll on the beaches and play in the sand.
Kill some turtles.
You know, whatever.
Assassin's Creed beach volleyball.
Yeah,
there you go. I play that. It's more fun.
It's a bunch of people in assassin's robes playing volleyball.
Yeah.
And then when they lose, they just stab each other.
They stab the ball. Yeah. You know, they can't kill each other. That's all they have left.
That's it.
I also have Halo 4 and Black Ops 2. Yeah. And I've been playing The Walking Dead, which is really good.
Phil, you should get The Walking Dead.
Yeah, you'd like
it. What kind of game is that?
It's like a Telltale games where it's like
point and click. Oh, yeah.
But it's more like interactive story than it is.
And they give you these kind of weird decisions to make, which, I don't know. I listen to Giant Bomb and they make the decision seems really bad, but it's really not that bad. It's like, yeah, I saw this. I can see why this is happening, but it's a good game, though. I think you'll like it. Chris is going to play till episode 2, so he needs the damn internet. Why don't you come here, Dallas?
Because it's his cap. Why don't you just say, why don't you come over to my place and download it?
Don't go to my
See? Internet. Exactly why.
Wait till December when I get my new internet and then you can download it.
I'm not... Oh, man, those days of me bringing my PS3 over to your place.
Still good.
It's like the original model and it's so heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You should switch it out for a new model.
But then I have to spend money.
Well, you already
spent money. And I just bought, like, this Wii U.
What are you going to do? Are you really
going to play it? Look at it. It's right there.
What are your impressions of the Wii U?
Are you going to, do you even like it?
I don't know yet. I really don't know.
I like the community features, but that's
about it. See, I think it's because there's not games that you really want. You just kind of bought games because those are the decent ones that are out.
You just like the gimmick of what's happening. But you don't
I think it's just I'm ready for new consoles.
Yeah, so. Everyone is, but you know you gotta bite down and just hold on a few.
See, I mean, I would have done that like in the past when I didn't have a job, but you know.
Why don't you get a new fucking PC?
And do what with it?
Everything.
No, because look,
it only does everything.
For most of the stuff that I would need a PC, it would be like to go to your place to record stuff or something. So I need a laptop.
Well, no, you could do that to record, but I mean, you get a PC to.
But
play.
Then why would I have two things? That's little.
You
that's
have
a,
that.
So.
And an Xbox and a PS3.
Yeah, I do. But that's specifically made to play games.
Yeah, well, if you build a gaming PC, you will specifically use it to play gaming PC.
No, but then I would also like download porn on it and stuff too.
Oh, you use that. Don't waste your fucking shit on porn.
Isn't that my life story? Yeah. Every time you talk to me, Chris, just don't waste time on porn.
What?
But it's right there. No, but I mean it'd be there. So like, if I'm on it, then like, what would I do?
On what?
On my gaming PC.
You trust me, you'd be gaming the hell out of it.
I don't know. I think I'd still be at some point. I wonder what's going on with the porns. And click on the porns.
Maybe you should take it easy on the porns. Just a little bit.
It's alright.
Give some breathing room. Yeah.
But there's plenty of breathing room.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know about this Wii U thing yet. We'll see.
I like, like I said before, I like the community features.
I mean, this thing feels like a Fisher-Price model toy or something.
No, it feels fine. I think you're just exaggerating.
I think it feels kind of cheap.
Nah.
I much prefer the feel of...
I much
prefer the feel of the Vita and the 3DS.
I don't like this feel. It's too heavy for me. What the fuck is this?
It's the battery pack. Christ. Lasts extra long.
This feels alright. I'm really over handheld gaming.
What? I actually kind of like handheld gaming more than console gaming, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I just like the fact that I don't have to go in front of the TV and turn it on. It just kind of, wherever I am, I just pick it up and start playing.
The problem with me is I'm so used to, like, having a big screen in my face.
Yeah.
When you transfer to the other screen, it's like, ugh. You feel
well, like,
you're,
see, even even if a handheld was made as big as this Wii U gamepad,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind that because really? I don't really travel that much and play. I just like having it near me.
Honestly, when I play handhelds, it's like me lying down in bed and just playing
sometimes
it.
Sometimes in the morning, I just wake up, I'm just going to stay in bed for a bit and play some games.
Really, you guys do that?
Mm-hmm. Just like play Tetris or something.
I mean, I can't play it on the bus or anything because I get motion sickness.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. And usually when I'm out, like I don't have time to really play a level of a game or something. Yeah. So
I just find that portable games like for DS and Vita to be like, it takes too long to get through one part. Or if you use it if you use like an iPhone, you just have these mini like bite sized games.
I find the games like they're segmented pretty well.
Really?
In handhelds.
I think they're
sort of made so that you can just kind of play for a little while and then stop.
Mm, no, I don't get that. Play the iOS games, I get that feeling like, you know, just small bite sized to let time pass by.
That's why I don't like to play RPGs that much, because you kind of have to go through a lot before you get to a point where you can save or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you want to get through a story chunk. You don't want to stop in the middle of that
That's
story.
That's what makes the Vita so good, is you just turn it off and just... It's just on standby or whatever.
Standby.
Yeah, man, dude, I'm already like 15 hours into the new Persona game for the Vita. It's like,
yeah, because you have a hard on for Persona.
So yeah, but it's a good game regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's like, you know, not suited for handhelds or whatever, because it's totally not.
It is. I hope it's not, because it's like they need something on the Vita. It's like, what can we put?
Yeah, and it's
on
good.
Persona.
And it's like I'm playing it again and I'm liking it. Anyways, I don't know. We'll see how it goes with the Wii U. Yeah.
What's your first impression so far? I mean, you've played like 2 or 3 games.
I mean, but I haven't really dug deep into them.
I don't think you're going to get too deep into Zombie U, letting you know.
Oh, we'll see. But I mean, that seems like a well-made game. It feels weird.
It does. It doesn't feel weird. It feels a bit... There's something missing when I'm playing that game. I feel like something missing from there. I can't put my finger on. Maybe there's no like clear narrative. It's like, hey, go here. Okay, now do this.
This is really nitpicky, but I don't like these analog sticks at the top here.
They're fine. Yeah.
They're fine. I don't.
They're like the Xbox, almost like the Xbox ones.
Xbox is the one. There's one down here. And it makes sense.
Oh, you mean the layout?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the actual feel of it.
Yeah. No.
I find that the right one is a little weird because when you got to do a button press, then
you have to move it.
Because the Xbox is like...
You move up to hit the buttons.
Wait, where was it like that?
Xbox would be like down here somewhere.
Right, it makes here, a little more sense ergonomically.
No, it's up here and then the D-pad's there.
But I mean, you never use analog and D-pad.
No, but together. See, like when I'm using this, I'm fine with the movement. I mean, there's...
Yeah, that's okay.
The only positioning, the only problem is like this might be it, like... Like, if you're using your trigger fingers, it's... Well, Chris has
an issue. I find the triggers comfortable on
it. Yeah, they are. But, like, let's say you want... Like, let's say this is the reload button. You have to go, like
or you that, just right? use two fingers. I mean...
I always find this weird.
Like, on the Wii nunchuck, they have the C and the Z button together.
Yeah.
I mean, you just use two fingers there instead of going up and down.
Can you do it with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. It still feels kind of awkward to me. Does it have Rumble built in?
No.
There's Rumble. Really?
You That's have to buy the Rumble Pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, because look, well, what is this for then? See these two slots.
The Rumble Pack.
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
It'll just make the whole thing twice as big.
Well, so you're telling me they're going to come out with a Star Fox for the Wii U? It's going to come with a.
You know, it's going to come with it. You know, it's going to make a Star Fox.
I know, but okay, what are the odds of it coming with a Rumble Pack?
You know, one thing I don't get, they didn't put like a headphone jack or something you can talk to people online.
Maybe there's a mic right there.
Yeah, but.
Well, no, I mean, you just talk to it normally. You don't, I mean, that's like you talking like...
No, but that's assuming the mic is that sensitive, though.
But, I mean, it's like you try to go on a phone when you talk like that. When really
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying, what if it's not as sensitive as you think?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it is.
Is there a way to test it out?
No.
You find someone else with a Wii U.
Oh, fuck. I told you, your homework today, go home, go online and find, like, be my friend.
Homework, make friends.
Yeah, and then call me, let's talk. I don't think they would.
Like, show me your face. I want to see your face. I want to see your face. But make sure they're all girls so you don't feel creeped out.
They look like girls, but they aren't. You know that.
No, they're not. I don't think so. There's not many people on Xbox Live and PSN that pretend to be girls and aren't girls.
You know Derek used to do that.
Really?
In Ragnarok, at least.
Oh, yeah, I did that in Ragnarok, too, but, you know, that's Ragnarok.
But that's Ragnarok. Yeah, but that's Ragnarok. So that's the quote.
Any MMO you play, there's, like, a 50% chance that girl is a guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Welcome to the internet. Speaking of which, if you get a PC game, we can play a PC game. I mean, a PC, like, you know, we can play World of Warcraft.
I'm not going into MMOs.
Pandaria.
That's true.
I'm not going into MMOs.
And that Star Wars game became free to play.
I don't like MMOs.
You do. You just don't know what you mean.
Yeah, maybe it's just I don't like bad MMOs because those are all the ones I've played.
Yeah, you're something bad MMOs.
Well, I mean, they're free. What do you expect? I'm not going to try and pay money for a game that I'm not sure I'm going to like. Well, actually, that's true. I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, MMOs.
Stop contradicting yourself and just buy it.
I'm not going to get it.
Do it. Play.
We can play. Okay, look.
Mists of Pandaria.
Listen. We will play that PlayStation 3 game.
What?
What's it called?
Free Realms?
Yeah.
I did play with it. No one was online.
Yeah, well, I will be online and we'll play that together.
No, bro, I'm sorry. It's too late. The ship has passed for that.
Well, then the ship has passed for World of Warcraft 2.
Oh, it's still there.
Not for me.
It's waiting for you.
And it's all right.
Man. What about you, Phil? You down?
No.
Man.
I'm with Chris. I'm not getting into MMOs or anything like that.
Why?
I never got into them. I didn't play Ragnarok or anything like that.
Ragnarok was awesome.
When everyone was into the Diablo and Baldur's Gate and stuff, I never got into that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
like, the only way I play Diablo is with, like, just max stats and just go click, and then that guy dies, and all right.
Yeah. This is the way to play video
it's like,
games.
I just want to beat this game.
It's so fun if it's that easy.
Yeah, there is. That's... There's just the satisfaction knowing you reading it.
that's a dirty satisfaction.
No, that's the best
Beating is beating it. I mean, I, like, you know, it's no different than someone choosing, like, very easy and then beating it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Really?
Ugh. Yeah, it's very easy.
I can tell.
Phil, you play anything with your fight stick?
Lots and lots of Street Fighter.
Did you play Soul Calibur 5?
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Yeah.
You know what? The reason I don't like it is because of the character selection.
Wait, hold on. Jude, Soul Calibur 5 is the reboot team?
Yeah.
What?
Is the new team that made the Soul Calibur? Or is that another Soul Calibur? Remember how they were, like, touting it as, like, oh, the young generation of...
No, they meant the characters.
Oh.
In the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's all, like... Ugh.
But the problem is, it's supposed to... Like, when they first announced Soul Calibur 5, they said it's going to be a complete, like, reboot of the series where it's like all the old characters you know are probably dead because it takes place so long into the future. And it's like, oh, guess what? 90% of them are back.
Well, no, not really.
But
a lot of them are like
is humping some guy there?
Relative.
See, some, that's what I mean. There's not enough variety. It's always, it's either they're a relative or they play exactly like someone you used to play in the old Soul Calibur.
But that's kind of why I don't like it because it's exactly. I don't really know these characters.
Is humping guy there?
Yes, he's Baldo? There. Baldo, yes, he's there.
Like him, not like his child.
No, yeah.
No, he's there. All right, cool. Mitsurugi's there.
Oh, no. All I care about is humping guy.
I like that they still keep Yoshimitsu in the game.
Well, who cares? He's like a throwaway character.
I like him.
Really? He sucks.
And they still have Nightmare.
Yeah, Nightmare can't really do.
Maxi, I
Man,
think.
Man, you
is
guys
still
talk
there.
About Soul Calibur lore.
Yeah.
Nightmare can't
I'd be
really
still
die.
Alive for some reason. I don't know why.
Ezio is actually a pretty cool character to play as.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like playing
him. Does he just use the claws?
The claws. Is he a claws?
Wait, Ezio,
no.
Right?
No, yeah. Ezio, the Assassin's Creed guy.
Yeah.
What claws?
The shank.
Oh, you mean his hidden blade?
Yeah, the claws.
He throws a blade, I think.
But he doesn't go shank.
He does do Shank.
I don't remember.
Maybe that's a special.
I haven't played that much of it. I hate the story mode in this game.
Why?
First of all, like, the whole thing is following one character.
Really?
So you pretty much play as him,
is
like, 95% of the time.
Is it Parkalos?
Patroclus or something like that.
And the names are pretty stupid.
I don't know. And then in between when they do the story bits, it's not like CG movie stuff. It's like they took a sketch of these characters and make them say stuff.
Yeah,
and they don't
move. I know what you're saying.
It's horrible.
It's to save production costs.
I don't even know the story anymore. I skip through all that because it's just so hard to watch. And then I hate that character.
So you're saying like DOA story is better?
DOA story is really dumb, but it's just funny. It's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah,
but I mean, in terms of just like how they portray their story mode.
Yeah, it's way better because they give you actual cinematic stuff.
Yeah, but DOA like doesn't even take itself too seriously anyway.
Yeah, this one tries to be so serious, but it's like, well, just it's like listening to a radio play.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the story's pretty incohesive anyway because it's so full.
Yeah, he's just you must find your sister or something. Okay, I will fight Valdo now. Okay.
Awesome! I love this.
DOA was great. I'm kind of done with it, though.
Yeah. I mean, they get to, when I played, like, the last, what was it, DOA 4?
Well, like, the thing about the game is, for fighting games, I like to play until I kind of unlock everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll play a bit more. But I'm trying to unlock the last character, and the only way to do it is to get 300 titles.
Who's the last character?
It's like Alpha 152 or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, the Kasumi.
And then the only way to get these titles is to do certain things in the games,
oh.
And it's just, how do you do 300 of these things?
Yeah.
It takes so long. And a whole bunch of them, even some of the trophies, require you to play online. So I try to play online, and I can't find anybody to fight.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I sat there for like 20 minutes, trying different things, different modes, and I don't find anybody.
Really? Wow, what the hell?
I did one online fight.
Hey, just so you know, apparently I just street passed with you twice in a row.
Really?
Yeah, we did two high fives.
Oh, I just got a street pass here. That's weird.
Anyways, keep talking. What's going on?
The DOA. Yeah. Just been playing a lot of Street Fighter because.
Which one? The Cross Tekken one or just?
No, Street Fighter 4, and then.
Is it? Did you get sometimes that Super Edition?
Yeah. Special Edition. Arcade Edition.
There you go.
Then when I'm done with that, I play Alpha 3.
Ugh.
I like Alpha 3 because it has all the Alpha characters and the original Street Fighter 2 characters. So it's fun. It's like the best version of the 3D game. I mean, the 2D
game.
Do you ever think they're going to bring back the 3D games?
Like EX?
Like
Alpha?
No, the 3D ones.
EX plus Alpha?
Yeah.
Ugh.
The one we played in Playdium all the time?
Yeah, like HD Collection.
No,
those
are
like,
they said they
those are terrible.
Said they're not playing those,
but they're in 3D.
Remember Skullomania?
Yeah. I wanted them to bring back Rival Schools, but they're not going to bring that back.
I'd like Rival Schools.
I'd like Rival Schools. I'd like a new Bloody Roar.
Bloody Roar, that's what I was going to say. When was
didn't
the
they
one
come
where,
out with a Bloody Roar this generation?
Yeah, there was a newer one.
There was a newer one.
You should get that. So.
What was the arcade?
Oh, you got scared!
And
you had yellow.
Remember there was one character where her clothes like fell off if you hit her too much? This was in Playdium, and everyone always tried to play that just to have that happen.
Something Vipers.
Street Vipers?
Street Vipers, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because everyone was either on, like, rollerblades or skateboards. Yeah, Street Fighter. Yeah,
that was the Sega game.
I love that game.
Really? It was okay. Everyone's have Die Hard from the arcade, too.
Oh, fuck, I love Die Hard from the arcade.
That was funny.
That game was great.
And also the other game, what's like, it's a shooting gallery game? Point Blank? I don't remember that. It was in Central Park.
I remember that name, but I always thought it was from a movie.
No.
Oh. Well,
it was like a game from the arcades. It's pretty fun. I guess no one remembers it.
And on that note, recommends.
Persona 4 Golden. I recommend it.
Yeah.
If you got a view. Or you know what? There's a actually a pretty good game called Frobisher Says on the Vita. I already recommend the video. Anyways, it's free, so it's like a mini game called like WarioWare. there's this really funny one where you have to like press the front and the back touch, mm-hmm. and like you have to like squish these heads of people, right?
Yeah.
So every time you squish it, the guy makes farting noises, like right. So the funny part is if you do it fast enough, you go, and then as it says like what's coming up in the next game, he'll just keep farting. So it'll just be like. But it's like, Frobisher says, it just keeps going. It's like, awesome.
Cool. So it's a WarioWare type of game?
Yeah. It's pretty good, too. It's like, they have this one where they actually use the camera, so it's like, it'll show up, and it'd be like, smile when you see the pretty lady, or like, don't smile when it's not the pretty lady. And it'll actually pick it up pretty well.
Is there a WarioWare game on the Nintendo eShop?
There should be.
Yeah, maybe I'll get that.
How much money do you guys spend on the eShop?
Not much. I usually get games that are pretty cheap.
What is that?
It's one of those flipper discs.
This seems like a bootleg disc.
No. One side is full screen, the other side is widescreen.
I don't believe you. I do not believe you. I think you just found the cover on the ground. You don't.
No, you went to Chinatown, you found the cover.
Yeah, I know. Planted. Yeah, that's true.
You buy cover now.
Yeah. That DVD looks poorly made. I think it is a bootleg.
I think so.
Nah, man.
See, look, he just got everything, so it's all, it looks legit, right?
Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
Proof of purchase.
Why are there two proof of purchases?
See, look.
Oops.
What does that mean? No, don't copy, right?
Yeah.
How ironic.
I know. Well, he didn't copy. He just downloaded off the internet and then just put it on the disc.
Hey, Lawrence Fishburne is in here?
Yeah, he's,
Splinter.
No, he's the narrator.
Shut up.
Really? Sarah Michelle Gellar's in here. Wow.
She's April.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. My mind is being blown.
Patrick Stewart, isn't it?
Yeah, I see that.
Phil, what do you recommend?
I recommend... No, not this movie.
Oh.
I recommend a piece of equipment that I used for a wedding recently.
Car floss?
No.
We just pitched Phil the best idea ever.
Car floss.
Yeah.
If you want to film the inside of your car...
Shut up! Don't ruin it! Don't ruin
okay,
it!
Okay, never mind.
I'm going to edit that out.
Yeah.
I recommend the camcorder I use. It's a new one. Well, it's not new. Generally, it's new to me. The
General
Canon Lee. HFG10.
Oh, I love General Lee.
Good stuff.
General Lee's chicken.
Jude, what do you recommend?
Halo 4. I never thought, when I heard about the, you know, Halo being made by the new team, like, it's probably going to be like, oh, you know, we're just going to do the same stuff over and over, right? You know, whatever. But apparently, like, the first, I don't know how much I put, like, first hour of it, it's been pretty good. I mean, they've changed enough. Love the game, so it feels like Halo, but it's, you know, it's not Halo, like, exactly. From what it was before.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's pretty surprising to me. I was just really taken back by it. I was like, okay, cool. Let's start this again.
Cool.
Yeah.
Begin the journey anew.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
And that's it. No emails again.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Oh. When was the last time you guys got emails?
Back when Derek was doing this.
How long ago was that?
Like? I don't know. I think the last
one. Hey, it's almost been 1 year anniversary of Derek not being here.
Almost, yeah. December, right?
January.
So we got one more month to go.
Was it?
Yeah.
No.
Right after.
Because remember, that's when we were celebrating New Year's at your place.
Oh,
was
that
like,
New Year's?
Holy crap. Oh, my God. Dude, forget Walking Dead. Listen to this.
Okay, now see, I thought that was after Christmas. That's why. I was like, I didn't know it was New Year's. Okay.
Yeah.
What if he comes back on the 1 year anniversary?
That's what we're hoping.
No, he's not. I'm pretty sure.
And then the plan is I leave.
Well, New York, I'll leave. Where the fuck are you going to go?
Yeah, no, I'm going to dedicate myself full time to filming houses. Please read my book about house recording or something. Buy my DVD of all the great houses.
Yeah, I should release a best of DVD.
He's just going to start bootlegging now.
Yeah. So I was gonna open up a bootleg DVD store.
What's it's called Legits?
Yeah. Yang's Legits.
Angry Yang's Legits.
You on that note.
What makes you think this is fake?